Yeah, I was going to write this actually as a blog post, but I decided against it. I've recently just bought, or today, just received delivery of a new laptop backpack for, of course, a laptop. I have got an old 15-inch laptop bag, but my laptop is a 13-inch, and it's always bugged me that, you know, the there's a load of room inside the laptop bag. I mean, I do carry a lot of stuff inside the bag. I mean, I've got video cameras and just junk that people just shouldn't really be carrying around with them, to be honest. But so obviously I've been going through the old laptop bag to transfer the stuff to this new slimline, and it really is slimline. There's not a great deal of room for anything in it, apart from a laptop, an iPad, and the cables, etc. So I've been going through that, and I found my old Kodak ZI-8, which I used to use all the time for video blogging, and I haven't used it for years, and I switched it on, and it still had juice in the battery. And I found there's a video blog on there that I was obviously in the process of making and finished, but I had never transferred it onto the Mac and edited it and uploaded it to the internet. So I didn't even press play and look at any parts of the video blog on the ZI-8. I just selected format SD drive. Didn't even look at it. And I think that's probably got something to do with a thing I saw on Google Plus. I saw this nice little poster that had been designed and been posted on Google Plus. And it's just a simple thing that said, don't judge me on my past. I don't live there anymore. So I think maybe that had something to do with me just going, boom, I don't live there anymore. So why would I post it today? Why would I post that old video blog? Why would I want to re-put it together? And, you know? So yeah. Don't live in the past. Also, don't judge me on my past. I don't live there anymore. Wise words. To the future.